Today I'd like to talk to you on a very interesting topic. You know, I'm sure that I'm like most of the people. You can't get to all things in life. Sometimes you just touch the tip, the tops. But I believe that this topic is very serious for those people who are trying to go somewhere. Not talking about those people who came here just to have a pleasant life. I'm talking about those who came here to glorify the name of God and to reach something great in their life. All my life designated to help somebody be fulfilled in life, sometimes through some mistakes in life. They help you in life. Sometimes your own life, when you go through a certain period, and this is a testimony for somebody. Sometimes people don't go easily through this kind of trials. And you're standing up. It's a great thing to see you victorious, standing up, to see you as people who stand upon the truth and don't give up. So, authority, power, and influence. This is the topic of my sermon today. I want to talk to you today about what is influence, why do we need this influence, and why the church of our days laid this topic aside completely.
Вы знаете, почему церковь сегодняшних дней не имеет никакого влияния, не имеет никакого удара, не имеет никакого отношения к тому, что Бог заповедовал нам делать, спасать эту землю. Мы закрылись от этой земли. Земля нас не волнует, мир нас не волнует. Он нас бачит. Если кто-то зайдет пахнущий сигаретами, мы его быстро выталкиваем. Если кто-то зайдет в непривычном состоянии, этому человеку сразу же уйдем. Если какие-то вещи неправильные, что мы не хотим иметь с этим местом.
These people don't have any place in the church, but tell me, please, what did the church turn into? Why is the church needed on this earth? Is it like a hospital that accepts only healthy people? And this thing is so boring that you start understanding that the Lord started talking to your heart and to my heart. So watch. Churches that don't have real authority, real power, real influence, they don't reach anything great. Influence is what can be recognized from a distance. You may know a person, but when you take the book of an influential person, after you read about 10 pages, you realize this is not a joke. Other people, they just write all kind of fairy tales, and you can't even read 5 pages, you're bored, you fall asleep, you're not interested. But we need to understand that the devil took care to take away the influence from the church. His intention was to transform into a weak society, who care only about themselves, about their own food, their own clothes. And God forbid that you break their peace.
And some
people say we are 5,000 people already. Yeah, this is like a sect. Numbering 5,000 people, and nobody can get into this sect out of the world. But we are talking about something that the Lord wants to bring back into the body of Christ. And Christians are very afraid of this. They say the authority and the power is not from God, brother. And we understand that there are things without which the church can't move ahead. You know that the devil is a very unique person. We know and we understand that he doesn't do anything. He takes principles from God and uses them. Everything that the kingdom of God stands upon, it's stolen by the devil and it's perverted. Everything is that simple. why the church doesn't move ahead, because everything that the church is allowed to take is what the world has thrown away long ago. That's why the church doesn't move ahead, because we wait, for example, the piano that the world threw away. Sometimes ago it was impossible to have a piano in the church. Royal piano. It wasn't allowed in the church. This is worldly. This looks too cool, and the believers don't have to have a
royal. Или и ты понимаешь, что что рояль уже как бы отодвинул, дьявол сейчас пошел уже в какие-то другие фейерверки, и мы с вами адаптируем какие-то вещи. То, что было грехом раньше для церкви,
so what was a sin for the church some times ago, now it's not a sin. All kind of radios, all kind of rings, all kind of things. The church can't understand why is it on this earth. The church is the church on this earth to control the fashion. Let's issue our own magazine. Can you imagine what a cool magazine would that be? Let's hire our own models. Today, in our magazine, we have a new model of a dress with a certain length. And we all realize what...
Yeah.
Where we get.
They
say, oh, you're blasphemous. I don't want even to be blasphemous anymore. The church with all the fire and glory of God is transformed into a society that is controlling what to do, what to chew, what to watch, what to put on, as if you don't have a God who will tell you how to do it and what not to do.
We
don't have anointing at all. That's why we need someone to tell us what to do, what to do and what not to do. But when God comes to you, He tells you where to go, where not to go. Holy Spirit, who is inside of you, He tells you every mistake. He will tell you if it was wrong, and you understand. We all understand what we are transformed into. Many people think that we attack somebody. We don't attack anybody. We simply smile and we believe that God will bring back the standards that He brought on this earth. We believe that the church will be transformed into something that will save this world and not hide from it. We believe that people will raise up with influence and power. My friends, I'm telling you seriously. Influence, power, it's an unseen thing. Telling you frankly, those people who have it, you can feel them from a distance. You can recognize them. You take a disc, a book, you hear a testimony of this person, and you understand that inside of you something starts moving. It's God who gives influence. In our church we have this practice: if you don't know how to work with the fire, don't touch, everything is closing. And now, why are we afraid of power, of authority and influence? Because people didn't learn how to use it. People know so little about using the authority and influence in the church. They use it too much sometimes. If they start using the authority and power, they make the life of a church much harder. But the authority is given to us to save this world, to move, and for the world to start recognizing. Tell me, please, did the world recognize Jesus Christ? Around Jesus were only worldly people and sinners. They understood Jesus, and we believe that they don't understand Him. There were mobs of people around Jesus. The world was following Jesus. Why did we lose? The world is laughing at Christians today. Are you outcasts of society? Who had such an experience like that? You want to invite a person to church, you're afraid to say church. Say, let's go with me, you'll see later. As soon as you mention the church, no. Why? He knows what they do there. Amen. He heard.
And
as soon as you come to church, you feel on yourself the look of the loving brother.
Он твою жевательную резинку заметил.
He noticed your chewing gum.
Я хочу Бога, церковь.
I want God, church.
Я хочу силы.
I want power. I want fire.
Я замолился, что
I am tired that some kind of a deacon is looking into my mouth, catching my chewing gum. I want God.
Оно даже уже не смешно звучит. Это уже служение у людей такое есть.
It's not even funny anymore. This is a ministry that people have catcher of chewing gums. What are we transformed into church? What did we turn the house of God into? God wants to return us to Himself. He wants to restore us.
Почему христианство не достигает того, что должно достичь?
Why Christianity doesn't reach what it's supposed to reach? It has absolutely no power. No authority. Because the most uninteresting society is the society of Christians, of believers. Do you know that? When you're sitting, when you're catching fish, person is talking about nature, about birds, about his, you understand exactly that he's not from the church. And that brother who is watching at everybody. And nervously throwing his line. You understand? It's a brother.
Нас видно на расстоянии.
My friends, we can be recognized from a distance.
Мы смотрим смешно.
We look funny.
Уже имеем
we already have a look of believers.
Письмо на расстоянии читаемое и всеми узнаваемое.
This is a letter read by everybody and recognized by everybody. Everybody knows that you're not to be approached. Or you'll bite.
Почему дьявол лишает церкви влияния? Один влиянием равняется десяткам, сотням тысяч. Потому что когда Бог вводит тебя в влияние, одно сказанное тобой откровение, оно питает сотни тысяч.
Люди без влияния ничего не могут себе далеко не объясняют. I'm explaining that. Have you ever seen such a picture? I'm watching this picture every Sunday. For example, husband and wife are sitting, or friends. And I'm speaking about something. And the girl is nodding. I told you to her boyfriend. You understand me?
Это говорит о том, что подружка говорила то же самое.
The girl said exactly the same thing, and she was right. But she didn't have influence. And now for some reasons I need to say this for them to believe. You understand what's influence, not influence. The same Bible, the same pulpit, the same revelations, the same things. They are accepted from different person, people in different way. I saw pictures of great
на обыкновенном холсте. Я посмотрел на каляку-маляку, которая стоит 3-4 миллиона.
I watched paintings of great paintings that cost 3-4 million. And I say, my son will paint a nice painting with his feet. You saw this painting.
4 миллиона за это.
4 million for this.
Сам нарисую. Нет. Дорогие мои, холст не стоит 3 миллиона. Краски не стоят,
the fabric doesn't cost 3 million, the painting doesn't cost 3 million.
Вы понимаете, что такое влияние?
The artist costs 3 million. You understand what influence is? Influence is something.
You may get,
you may gain influence all of your life.
Or
you can live all your life without getting any percent of influence.
Приводят кого-то сюда в церковь, только чтобы я сказал. Потому что у них в доме нет влияния.
I'm talking about people who bring someone to church only
потому что,
to папа, let them hear what I say because they don't have influence in their church, in their home. For example, the son loves me, but he doesn't listen to his father.
Этот пацан малый,
say, this pastor is different, he's funny. His boy is 13, 14 years old. The father says, let's go with me. Because the father doesn't have influence in the house.
Пастор, он тебя любит, скажи ему, скажи ему. Я не понял, а ты кто в доме? Чучело, что ли?
And he comes and tells me, Pastor, he loves you.
Tell him, who are you in the house? You have no influence.
Influence comes from childhood. Influence is what's needed for moving ahead.
Influence is the devil has
cut out of the
и
church. And now we can cry out, come to Christ. And they are looking to your Christ and look, watching down. Where is your Christ? Brother. Oh, you're going
это
to hell.
Наша карта, которую мы можем крыть.
This is only, that's their only card that they cover with as a religious society. Watch this unbeliever. He's driving a cool car. He's got nice clothes and his children obey the father. Telling them everything. And he is telling him, you're going to hell. I've seen this kind of picture. They told me don't go to church, regular to church, as if you're regular. Going to church will save you. That's the first mistake. And you're watching at this funny society that invented this game that's called church. And we place...
что-то в этой игре не то.
We place the,
ты понимаешь, что Бог, по-моему, этого не делал?
Figures in the game. And you understand the Lord doesn't do this. You're watching at the world that is dying.
Парковки,
and we are...
в церкви. Это моя
and we can't...
Помоги, брат. И ты сможешь... Да расслабься.
And we say, this is my chair, this is my place in the parking lot. Relax. And you get surprised by our thinking, by our lifestyle. We need to have some kind of fun. We're a church, let's invent another game. People who don't have any influence don't go far. You know that the devil has such a thing that is called false humility, humbleness. And he's trying to take us into this thing and to tell us you're nobody. You're saying, yes, I'm no one. And you're even proud that you are no one. I'm just the dust. I'm mud. I'm man. I'm garbage.
Я понимаю, что у харизматов есть другая.
I understand that charismatics, they have another teaching. You know how charismatics, they pray for the food. Just click with the finger and showing towards the food.
Я не об этом говорю.
I'm not talking about that.
Еще хуже другого.
That's even worse.
Я говорю о том, что есть обочины, а есть...
I'm talking about the extremes, and there is a balance. There is a God that I'm serving to, and I'm worshiping to, and I can never take His glory, His power. But there are people who consider themselves such a garbage that they cannot be used by God. Garbage has no influence. As soon as the prodigal son came to the father, he was dust, and he was mud, and he was garbage. He didn't even finish his repentance. He already had a ring on his finger, nice clothes. He didn't finish repenting. God has restored him as a son, not as a slave or as dust and the mud. We need to understand that there is something that we need to become. And the devil took the influence away from the church, and now we are stupid in all the areas. That's why we can't influence. No matter what you take, we are stupid. We are dumb. We can lie and carry masks professionally. If any movie producer can make a film, welcome to the church, he'll get an Oscar. Sometimes you're amazed, oh, whoa, and I thought. Can you imagine? Actors, they play a role 1 hour, 1 hour and a half on TV. For 30 years they play a role and nobody can realize professional actors. Power. Believers were always afraid of power because those who used it,
they always
use it more than needed.
Забудьте эту ерунду. Начните спасать мир, вот что уничтожает дело
Start
дьявола.
Saving the world, this is what destroys the works of the devil. Preach the gospel, this is what
завтра он танцует.
This destroys the works of the devil.
Я просто говорю о том, что мы должны с вами быть в балансе.
We need to be in a balance. We need to be in a normal balance. We need to know that this is not a stupid enemy.
Мы знаем, что тут нужна мудрость и
We know that we need the wisdom and anointing of Holy Spirit to fight and to overcome.
Он использует этот же принцип.
He's using the same principle.
Скажите мне.
For,
если дьяволу что-то нужно совершить
переворот
в стране,
if the devil
или
wants to
или что-то уничтожить,
make a revolution in the country
скажите
or to destroy something,
tell me,
will he raise up an influential person or not?
He is
raising up such an influential person that you are shocked.
Он ему дает такое влияние,
he will give him such an influence, and we know the tyrants in the world, there were enough tyrants in the world in all the countries,
и в нашей стране тоже
in our country.
We had enough of this for us to understand where we're going. Когда дьяволу нужно что-то, и ты смотришь, как одно выражение человека.
And you see that one expression of a person.
Сказанного, ты можешь это выражение говорить 300 раз, оно не имеет значения.
You can say the same statement 300 times. As soon as a tyrant said the same statement, it's written in every classroom on the walls. Learn. And again, you understand what I'm talking about? What's this? You understand that the devil is stealing everything from the church. He's like a vacuum cleaner. He's sucking out everything from the church. He's trying to make you all uninfluential, stupid people. You can't talk to you for 1 hour. You start going in circles. Any breaks in
there?
Let's pray.
Why
praying? To think what we're talking about, what we'll be talking about next, because we don't have any more things to talk about.
Многие просто не справились с позицией. Поэтому мы с вами видим иногда великих помазанников, падающих в очень серьезные грехи.
Many people can't cope with their position. That's why we see many anointed people falling into serious sins. They were given power and influence, and now we see them slipping. Backsliding. What's this? It doesn't mean that if I can't work with the fire, they should take it away from me. No. We need to learn how to work with the fire. The disciples of Jesus Christ, they had the greatest influence in the world. They were victorious. Smith Wigglesworth was a victorious man. He preached his last sermon. He sat on his chair and he fell asleep forever. He went to his father. My friends, there is an influence. There is something that we need to understand and return back. I want all of us just to understand authority, power, and influence. He is God. When he wants to reach something great in his kingdom, he is raising and training these kind of people like Moses. This person is gaining such an influence that his enemies want to destroy him in the process is bowing his knees before him. God has given him such an influence. God has given such authority and power. But listen carefully. There are two ways how to get influence and authority. You can make a shortcut to cut corners, to buy the influence. How many times we can see that many thousands of people in a hall, there is a conference. We hear now, this and this person who was who reached this and this in his life, this and this position and title, and you think, oh, he's going to be a bomb after such. And you see an old man coming, mumbling. I didn't get it. What is this? If you have this title, I should be seen there. aura from distance, and I don't understand. It's enough. 5 minutes is enough for me to understand that you have power from God, or you're just a religious fake. Don't hate me for speaking the truth. Love me, brothers. You need to ask for a special love of God towards me, to some people. But I'm speaking the truth. Try to deny what I'm saying. I will find you 20 proofs. Being myself a sect, I want to change your brains. There is no God in the religion. That's a big, nice game. And everybody shares to each other the honor, sitting on the front chairs. We lay our hands on people. We don't know what other titles to invent. And this is a complete fake, because there is no power and fire. Because if a religious fake laid your hands on you, you'll be a fake like all the others. Same Bible, the same words, the same pulpit. Nothing. Because there is no influence from God. He gives influence. He sends. He lays. And this is our problem. We say it's their mistake. No. We choose our ministers. Every nation is worthy of its king. If you're sitting and if you're whispering, then you're a whisperer. Without no power. Every nation is worthy of his own, of its own teacher and pastor and prophet. Listen. Let's see how God raised Joseph. It's a unique story. It's a long topic, but I want to speak about it very shortly. Maybe sometimes I will get into every one of these topics. What's authority? What's power? What's influence? Authority. How can I find this influence, this authority you're talking about? How can I find this? I will tell you today about this. Most interesting that people think that jumping from one thing to another one, they're looking for themselves. You're wasting your life. You've got to stand up one time and to get your word from the Lord, not from a prophet, not from but from God, to be sure that I won't be wasting my faith anymore. One person said one thing, another person said another thing, but what did God say? That's why I waited for 12 years until He took me out. He prepared me and He told me, this is your dream. Each one of us needs to understand what's authority. Authority is the dream given by God to you, is the talent given by God to you, talent to sing, to speak. You can't preach, you can't pray, you can't pray, you can't sing. You just didn't find it, or finding it, you buried it. When you find it, when you're moving in your authority, in your area, the authority comes. Principle of Joseph. Joseph was a man who found his influence through a very hard way. I can't say it was an easy way for him. That was a very complicated, very difficult way. When he got into the house of Potiphar, he set up a position, he's taken influence of the whole house, and he becomes the manager of everyone else in the house. He was the second after Potiphar.
He is
betrayed because he is a person of honor and truth.
He is
thrown into prison. In the prison, the same thing starts. He becomes
the helper of the
head of the prison. He is telling the dreams of some people don't understand what the authority is given for. Some people who accepted the authority working with 30 people, they go to TV, and this is a deception. Don't worry. If you get into your area, they will find you. They will send after you. They will run after you. You hear me? They will run after you. Why? Walking in the right way. Maybe that was a long way, but I'm telling you, it's better for me to spend whole life working with God, going towards my dream, getting into my influence, instead of graduating schools that you don't need and being accepted by other people. Then you are polished like a nice looking Christian. You think I wasn't preaching? Whenever I would go to sermons, to churches to preach, that was my first and last sermon. They would tell me, if you'll preach again like this, you won't be preaching here. Okay, I won't be here again. I'm gone. Don't say religious fake. Say, immature Christian. And before you are polished, you stop being yourself. You're a small, cheap fake of that brother who doesn't know anything he's talking about. If God placed anything in you, be worthy to carry this through your life and not to give up. He will calm down soon. That's a joke. He'll grow up and he'll get some more wisdom. If in 16 years I didn't get this wisdom, I won't get it anymore. Church, you understand what I'm talking about? People discuss about methods and words and actions, and I'm talking about the results. I can shoot different ways, from behind the back, under my leg, and if I'm shooting the target, isn't this the purpose? You don't shoot nicely. Okay, you're shooting nicely. Are you reaching a target? No. That's it. I can't do it in a different way. Influence. Authority, power. Authority is something that comes when you start, when you grab your dream and you go towards the vision that God gave you. Authority comes. 50 and 20 people start coming and listening to you. Now they accept you as their brother and their minister, and they can take something from you. This is not influence or power. This is just a small authority for these people. Don't start advertising yourself. Many people burn up when they came out into big ministry. Authority is when people start listening to you, but this is not power yet. Authority is something that comes to you when you are consistent in something. Joseph was strong and consistent in interpreting dreams. We see him interpreting dreams here and there. He was even a small boy. He already saw dreams and was interpreting them. That's why he was thrown away into slavery. That's why we understand there was something in his life.
Any
authority will come to your life. It's because of your gift to preach or to pray or to sing or whatever it is. That's your gift to bring fruit. Because of it, authority is coming. Authority is not influence, and it's not power. That's the next step. And now he speaks. He tells to the bread bearer and to cup bearer. He told to the cup bearer, when you'll be there, remember about me. And when he was there, he didn't remember about him. Do you know why? Don't bring yourself on the throne. Don't try with your own ways to buy your own authority. And when the moment came in several years, you remember, Pharaoh had a moment in his life when he saw several, had several dreams. We remember about the wheat and the cows and the...
Никто в его царстве не мог собрать ничего, что и поэтому, смотрите, что произошло. Произошла вот такая вот маленькая штука, которая
And this is what happened. A small thing that is called authority happened.
Стоит парень, виночерпий.
My boy is standing there, the cupbearer. And he says, I remember, several years ago there was something.
И он говорит,
something happened, and you remember this. And he says, there is a boy who is, serving a different God, and I'm sure he will interpret your dream, Pharaoh. And now the commandment is given. And now this is the authority, was his authority word. But now, yeah, when you use your talent, and you will be called. Everything that David was doing, he was playing beautifully on his harp. And Saul needed this talent because he was anointed, and when he was playing the harp, the demons were leaving. And King Saul was calming down, and we remember when they sent after him. And this is where the power comes. And we remember that even Saul was afraid of him and wanted to destroy him because David had a great influence. But going back into history, into the story of Joseph, he was washed, he was shaved, he was brought to order, he's a nice... It's even possible to look upon him. And now he interprets the dream. And Pharaoh is just simply shocked. He feels that there is something in this boy. Let's read this place. I just want you to follow me. Genesis
41:38.
Genesis 41:38. Then Pharaoh said to his servants, can we find a man like this in whom is a divine spirit? So Pharaoh said to Joseph, since God has informed you of all this, there is no one so discerning and wise as you are. You shall be over my house, and according to your command, all the people shall do homage. Only in the throne I will be greater than you. He is getting the power. He is given the power. And we all understand how serious it is. Some people, they are trying to jump over the process. I'm explaining. All the people are actually looking for power and influence. For example, the auntie Dusia made a lunch, she made some pies, and she invited all her friends. All the men think, okay, we'll eat nicely. But all the girls know exactly that auntie Dusia invited us not to feed us with the food, but to wipe our noses, because she's making the greatest... She's making the greatest pies, but she's not sharing the recipes to anyone. Why? This is her privilege, and in this area, she's got power. Why? You are always late to church for half a year. As soon as you purchased a new Mercedes, you're coming half an hour before, for example, so that everybody could see you. Now you have a stimulus to come to church early. Why? And when the people is coming in and out, you simply forget something in your Mercedes. People, you're all the same.
Я могу эти истории рассказывать днями и ночами. Ты в дом приглашаешь как бы на день рождения.
I can share this kind of people, this kind of stories. Inviting people to birthday, but you want people to see what kind of molding you have on your ceiling. You tell everybody, lay down. Look at my ceiling. People, why is that? Because you have some kind of molding on your ceiling. This is your position and what you have that others don't have. Do we want this or do we not want this? My children, they are exactly the same. He needs something that other people don't have. So that when his friend comes, he would tell him about that. Isn't that true? And subconsciously, we move after all this garbage without understanding that we destroy our years. But we need to move in these methods only in God, only in our influence, or in our calling.
See fasting people, and you can see how these people are fasting.
He's always with some kind of a bottle of something, and you're asking him, what day of your fast is? The 35th. He wants you so much to see that he's on the 35th day of fasting. For everyone to understand that I'm also cool, and I can fast too. I've seen people doing strange tricks just to be different and to have some kind of a position, at least in one area. The most interesting that all these things are happening in the church, and you can't hide away from this. I'm talking about this so that you can understand that nothing great can be done without influence. You will be a small crown that is getting some kind of gifts from somebody, permanently depending on someone, on some circumstances, without solving, doing something great in life. You're simply moving after someone. My dear friends, God made each one of us a person of power and authority. Number one, when He created Adam, let him reign over. We have this inside of us. And now, when Jesus gave to us the power, the authority, the fire, and anointing, we are reigning over this earth. We are destroying the deeds of the devil. We are the masters of this earth. There is no limit to growth. There is no limit to power and authority. And now Joseph has a strange transformation from small authority. He simply said, Daniel simply saw something, and now he's invited by the king himself. He tells him, I'll make you rich. Simply read what's written on the wall with that hand. He read to him. Then the king had bad mood for a long time. And we all understand that there are people who are invited, who are desired, because he is faithful to his calling, to his dream. Sometimes you are amazed by people who is still, he's a business person, he's moving. After 2 years, you're asking, how's your business? I'm not a businessman. Now I'm a politician. I'm into politics. Who are you? And you're looking how the people don't move in the right way. They're spending their life. Put everything on pause before you understand, is this from God or not? Spend your precious life only in that case when you are sure 100% that this is my direction. Why I'm not afraid of anyone? I don't care what they say about me or they think about me. I know my dream and I know that God has revealed this to me. Do you know your own dream? Do you know for sure your own dream? If you have doubts, stop. You shouldn't have any doubts at all. You've got to be so much into your dream. Everyone around you should have no doubts when they see you, because you know where God is leading you. Let's see. Verse 40. You shall be over my house, according to your command, all my people shall do homage, only in the throne I will be greater than you. And Pharaoh said to Joseph, see, I have set you over all the land of Egypt. And Pharaoh took off his signet ring from his hand. This is where the influence comes from. Let's see what's influence. And Pharaoh took off his signet ring. That's only now they have these rings with a seal. I have an eagle, I have a parrot, I have a star, and I have nothing. And, but that signet was only that, like, a seal that only the king had. You know, the more I don't like rings on my fingers. The more gold I have on my fingers, the cheaper I look. If you like these toys, you can play with them. My children play with them too, then they throw them away. But you understand that the seal that was given to him, this is not just power, this is already influence. You understand that he just received something, not in words, but in deeds. And now even Pharaoh said, I will be listening to you. I will be higher than you only by the throne. Which means that without you, even I won't solve anything without asking you. When God wants to do something great in His people, He's raising up people with influence. Stop being afraid of this. Pray for this. If you have an area, and the Lord needs to make you a champion in this area. My friends, influence is something very good. I was scared. They would scare me in my life. I never heard about topics about this. Why? Because this topic was like a taboo topic. What kind of influence? What kind of power? You look like Lenin. You only need to issue your own newspaper. The sparkle. Influence is when a plant has issued a car. When Zaporozhets car plant is making another car, what kind of mood do you have about this car? When Mercedes is making a new model of the 600 class, what is your mood about this car? Ooh. You want to sell your previous one. What am I talking about? I'm talking that this model has such an influence. BMW, Mercedes, take the world-class models. You don't even ask questions. You don't even say, I will do a test drive on it. You know, as soon as you'll sit there, your bottom will tell you this is your car. You have massage there. You have heated seats there. Oh, as soon as you sit down there. You'll say, this is mine, they made it for me, they knew my shape. Are you here? Automatic recognition. Why? Because there is influence in this area. Mercedes was Mercedes, and Hyundai has always been a Hyundai. No matter how much leather they put in it, it will buy our Hyundai. Our brakes work faster. We have warranty on the engine, of course, because the engine is breaking all the time. And the good cars are okay. They keep their brand, their name. You can buy three of ours instead of one of theirs. Come on. And you're not asking questions. You understand what influence is. Influence is an automatic recognition. Why? Did they get it? Just like that? Simply? No. I'm explaining you this in simple examples. This is just a car, but they invested their life, years, problems, fixing, corrections, and they came to the world, international recognition. Nobody is asking questions. Influence. Why? Because there is power in this area. And when they want to do something, they always look back at the prototype of these cars. No matter what area you look at, there is always power and influence, authority. There is always someone there. If you are a painter, then there are painters that you can learn from. If you are laying tiles, there are tile layers that you can learn from. If you're a businessman, there are such businessmen in America that you're looking, they've got billions, corporations that cost billions. There is always power. I remember we have such a joke. Come. Long ago, they wanted to start business seminars. Come here, we'll teach you business seminars. And we'll teach. And the one who never did business, will there be influence? The teacher, I will better read the book and leave me, don't spend my time. To reach something, we need to invest, but we don't want to invest. I will better serve some people and they will put their hands on me. The words of Lenin, who was nothing, that one will become everything. That's an horror. Just idiots become everyone. Became everything. We're watching at the story of this person. Verse 42. Then Pharaoh took off his signet ring from his hand and put it on Joseph's hands and clothed him in garments of fine linen and put a gold necklace around his neck. And he had him ride in his second chariot, and they proclaimed before him, bow the knee. And he set him over all the Egypt. Even those who hated him, they bowed before him, including Potiphar and his wife. So influence is something that God gives you, and it's impossible to fight with this. And we will break your discs anyway. We won't be watching you. It's okay. Give me a favor. There is something that no matter what you do, you can't stop it. God is giving you influence. Or they're trying to find out the formula. How is this coming? Sometimes people just want to be next to you. Oh, I know him.
Oh.
You ate a piece of pizza with me and you went to the sauna with me. And do you know me? That's another topic. Authority doesn't come easily. The first stage of authority doesn't come easily. It comes because of hard work, very thorough work. You invest yourself. Don't look for an easy way. Many people with gray hair, they say, I should have invested myself many years ago, and I would have a great authority in this area. Do you know how they have a joke on the market? The best deal on the house was yesterday. If I were to buy it a year ago, did you hear this kind of garbage? Were your brains wandering a year ago? Another year ago, there was another deal, better deal. So now I'm saying, invest yourself somewhere right now. Take something, grab something at last. Simply say, this is mine, I want this. I'm grabbing my dream, but be sure that it's yours. How many people are spending their lives gaining authority in the wrong way? Jesus had two ways to gain the authority. Make these stones bread, throw yourself from the temple, bow before me, and I'll give you all the power, all the influence, all the authority. Jesus said, no, there is another way how to get this, through the cross. And you're thinking, hello? Two ways. Either you buy your influence that will be seen from far away, and everybody says that this is all cheap, this is not yours, this didn't belong to you. They simply put clothes on you, and they pull by strings. Oh, who is pulling my strings? Church. I don't like others to lead me, to guide me. You've got brain and you've got the Spirit of God living in you, and He will tell you where to move. It's better to spend a few years of your life and learning your destination. And start going there for sure. I'm telling everybody, if you're a businessman, start moving in this direction, but know that this is from God. If you're a man of a prayer, if you're an intercessor or a prophet, no matter what you are, start moving in this area. Start going there. If you're a pastor, a preacher, whatever you have in your life, start following this dream. Grab it, and this is where authority will be coming from. And now look, verse 44. Moreover, Pharaoh said to Joseph, though I am Pharaoh, yet without your permission, no one shall raise his hand or foot in all the land of Egypt. Then Pharaoh named Joseph Цифнав-Паниаф, and he gave him Асенаф, the daughter of Потифера, priest of On, as his wife. And Joseph went forth over the land of Egypt. When power and influence comes, God will give you a new name. Why the prophet is not recognized in his country? Because everybody knows you there. Алоха.
Леха пастор. Еще что-нибудь смешнее есть.
Is Леха пастор? No, that's funny. You know what I'm talking about.
Когда разве Андрюшка может быть пастор?
Can Andre be a pastor? It's impossible.
Власть. Второй аспект.
Power.
Первый аспект. Авторитет приходит от того, что ты начинаешь вгрызаться, работать.
So number one. Authority comes from you starting moving, grabbing your dream. Second, power comes in this area where people start hearing you, they start respecting you. This is a power that is heard and is seen. And let's look, the power can be taken in the right way, and it can be taken in the wrong way. Why so many people, they graduate from Bible colleges, they get some kind of bachelor degrees, some kind of degrees, titles. You don't need them 300 years. You only need them for one only purpose, to have in your office on the wall this diploma, and for everybody to say, wow. You need this just to lift yourself up. You see so many people who bow down before other people, wanting them to raise them up without thinking that there is a God who wants to raise you up. God, listen to me, church. Yes, the brother has methods to raise you up quickly. God has slow methods, but I'm taking God's methods, because the one who is setting you, he is taking you out. And if God is setting you up, this is the best you can count on. Power is coming from authority. You've got a certain authority in the area of your authority. You can take power in the right way, in the wrong way. And we always see church when the power comes from God, when somebody bought it. And number three, I will be finishing here. influence. This is what comes in the process of your authority. Influence is seen by changed lives, people who don't know you and you don't know them, but their lives are changed. The influence is stretching long beyond your imagination. Influence is coming only from the process when really this oil is being pressed out of the olives. And when this oil flows, people understand that influence only comes from a person that was crucified on the cross. Influence can't come just like that. It comes from there, and all the people are attracted by influence. Do we want this? We don't want. We thirst for influence. Some people are afraid, some people are not, but I want to tell you, church, without influence we can never reach anything. The church without influence is a sect, and it's being closed, and they are shutting themselves up, and they are trying to have influence through slavery, through using people. I came to America long ago, in 1993. I got a book that was called Good Morning, Holy Spirit by Benihin. When I opened this book, first of all, I couldn't finish the book before I read it. I was underlining everything that there was there. Assigned everything in the book. You are so shocked. It's easy to find unmarked places. I didn't sleep several nights. I was crying. I said, God, I want to know you, because not Benihin was speaking through this book. It was the Holy Spirit was speaking to me through this book. But the influence is coming from him, from that person that this glory is upon. In 95-96, I found this book by chance. It's a book. It's a good author, Rick Joyner. Now everybody knows him. He was just starting in that in those years. I came to rest for vacation, and this book has spoiled all my vacation. Did this happen to you? You came joyful and you left in depression. You saw with the eyes of God. The last quest, suggesting you to find this book, The Last Quest by Rick Joyner, and to read it 20 times. You don't need to read 30 books of different authors. Oh, there was a nice thought there. It was enough for me to read 5 pages for my soul, spirit to start crying. This is what I need. This is influence. I don't know him, he doesn't, but I fell in love with him. And maybe I will kiss his cheeks in heaven. He's a stout man. You understand what I'm talking about? Influence. Paul isn't there anymore. And Paul continues to deliver us. Influence is what Evan speaks after your death. When you are not anymore, you are. It doesn't matter. Are you walking with your physical feet on this earth? What God is doing through you, it goes into eternity. And God starts pouring through you something that is impossible to stop, to defile. It always comes out and is changing lives. Without your permission. You hear me? I'm getting these hundreds of emails. It's those people who have computers. One computer per village. And we're just shocked by what God is doing. We're amazed, where is this coming from? God has given authority. Don't worry if nobody knows you here. Relax. When God will start doing something with you, you won't know where to go. My dear, my friends, authority, power and influence. Did it take something for you? I'm telling you seriously, I just started this topic. Each one of these areas is a separate topic. But I believe when you'll get the authority out of your dream, then you'll get the power to work and act, and then the Lord will give you influence, and even without your knowledge, your books, your sermons, your testimonies, songs, no matter what you do, it will be spread all over the earth. It's being copied without your permission, it's changing without your permission. This is what influences, and this is what the church is supposed to have. Without this, we're a sect that will never get it.